Om Shanti. Good morning. Baba is ocean of virtues. He is all virtuous. And we sing his praise. And one of his praises that he is supreme surgeon, supreme doctor. Because we experience that healing from him too. Although Baba never claimed that he heals our physical body. No, if there is any physical illness, he is going to cure us for that. No, if we remember him. He never claimed that. But still, he has that role indirectly. So how he plays that role? Nowadays, medical science says our 70% diseases are psychosomatic diseases. Psychosomatic means either by stress, tension, anxiety, fear, depression, insecurity, these are all negative states of mind. So when we are emotionally disturbed, means these are all states of emotional disturbance, no, in the mind. So when we are not mentally healthy, then it is going to affect our physical body. And how it affects? It releases certain chemicals, no? Like when we are angry or we have jealousy for someone, maybe feelings of revenge are there, hurt, or maybe, you know, like negative feelings towards anyone. So all these are like subtle form of vices, Baba says. They create feelings of tension in us. So it disturbs our hormonal system and it releases catecholamines and steroids. So when these chemicals are in the body for a long period of time, no, if this is temporary, for a short period of time, then body is disturbed but it reverses back. So then there is no disease, no, there is recovery. But if these feelings go for a long period of time, you know, like if depression is there for a long period of time or stress is there for a long period of time, because many upheavals we face in our life, ups and downs are there. So certain situations are so sudden, you know, it's very difficult for us to cope with them. Is that true? So when it takes longer, then it converts into disease. So here comes Baba's role. Because in allopathic science, modern medical science, they give us medicines, you know, drugs or injections or procedures. They do some procedures, many surgeries, like. But they do not know how to free ourselves from stress, anxiety and depression. And Baba gives us knowledge and he teaches us meditation. Knowledge is of three aspects of time. So we come to know why and how things are happening to us. And when we meditate to him, like when we establish that relationship with Baba, meditation means, Rajyoga means what? Having relationship with Baba. And we experience all relationships with him. So relationships means sharing. Sharing of energy. And the second, I experience that altruistic love from him. Relation means love. Even in, you know, like world relations, why do we live in relations? Because we experience these attainments, love, cooperation and respect and our all needs are taken care of when we live together. Is that true? So same we experience with Baba. We experience that love, but that love is superior to the love of human beings. Yes, because human beings' love is keep changing. It's not stable. As the state of mind of a person is changed, the same person who is loving me can hate me. No? The same person who is giving me happiness can give me sorrow. Is that true? Same person who respects me today, tomorrow can insult me. But Baba's love is not like that. Baba's love is same forever. As soon as I remember him, no, like he's ocean of love, he's not a drop of love. He's ocean of love, and I experience that flow of love through him. I experience that peace, I experience that happiness, bliss, power. So these are the positive energies which heal my negative state of mind. And Baba treats our being part. He cures, because right from 63 births, from copper age, we are carrying the burden of sins. What are sins? Sins means negative karmas which we have created in all those births. And the result is like we experience all these karmic accounts in different forms. Either through body or through our mental disturbance or through our relations. Means like we are not in harmony with each other. There are clashes of sanskars. No harmony. And fourth is disturbance in our financial issues. So these are all our settling of karma. This is how we experience. So Baba helps us when we remember him, when we concentrate our mind on Baba, then he purifies the soul. And he absolves all over this past karma. This is all we know. Every day we listen in the Murli. No? Like, so this is how Baba helps us in settling our old karma, which are also responsible for causing even physical illness. And second, Baba gives us the knowledge of being part. All the medical science is focused on physical body. Modern medical science, it does researches, you know, like how you treat the disease. So there are medicines for that. You know, all the modern equipments are there for diagnosis of the disease, and then surgical procedures are there, and more and more advancements are going on every day. But they do not know about the being part of our life, consciousness part. So they do not address that. But the root cause is, like we heard earlier, root cause is here. It's not the physical body which is creating the disease. Its root lies in the consciousness. The way we think, the way we feel. If my thinking is negative, then my feelings will also be negative, and then that is going to affect my physical body. So Baba addresses our being part. So when that is transformed, there is a very good research done by William James. He is the father of psychology. He said that in the greatest discovery of the 20th century is that by changing the inner attitudes of our mind, we can transform the outer aspect of our life. We say, as we think, so we become. Normal saying is that, as we think, so we become. He says, as we think, so we feel, and so we create disease. Means, I am responsible for creating my own disease, and if we want to heal myself, then I need to reverse that process. Same is here. Know what Baba says to us, and actually in our global hospital we have many research projects related to that, and one of very important project is coronary artery disease regression program, CAD program, coronary artery disease regression program. So what do we do in that project? In that, the heart patients means either they have blockages in their arteries, so they have symptoms of angina. You know, angina means chest pain because of decreased supply to the heart muscles. That is called angina. So feeling maybe pressure in the chest or heaviness in the chest, not only in the chest, but it goes to the arms, maybe may go to the neck, or maybe, you know, like sometimes breathlessness, even if you walk upstairs, there is breathlessness, or if you do some exertion, little hard work may cause, you know, breathlessness. So these are all symptoms of the heart. So those patients who have these symptoms, they were invited for the camp. Rajyoga means coronary artery disease regression camp here in our headquarters. Initially, there were very few patients, only 15-20 patients, because they are heart patients, so the doctors have to be very careful, you know, if anything, any emergency arises, so they will be handled to that. Three changes were brought in them. One was changing their lifestyle. So through stress management by Rajyoga meditation. Most of these patients are stressed. The major factor for causing heart disease is stress, as I already told you. 70% diseases nowadays are psychosomatic. So all these psychosomatic list is heart disease, digestive problems, maybe acidity, ulcer, dyspepsia, irritable bowel syndrome, insomnia, or headache, body aches, high blood pressure, diabetes. These are all psychosomatic lifestyle diseases. We call them lifestyle diseases. So all these problems, no? So they were told to come here to stay for 7 days, and all these the symptoms means, like I already told you, and this their mental state. It was taken care of by their psychological test and counseling. And second thing was moderate exercise every day for about 30 minutes to 40 minutes. Either you do exercise or walking, whatever suits to you. And third thing was change of diet. So normally those worldly patients, means not BK patients, non-BK patients, they take non-vegetarian too. They are not strictly vegetarian like we Baba's children are. So change their diet from non-vegetarian to vegetarian, and from high cholesterol, low fiber diet to low cholesterol, high fiber diet. Normally people's diet is high cholesterol, low fiber. Means fast food. Fast food is what? It's low fiber and high cholesterol. But their diet changed to low cholesterol, high fiber diet, and the difference is seen in them within 7 days. As soon as they were arrived here for the camps, that all tests were done, and for heart patients special tests are ECG, TMT, TMT means treadmill test, the echocardiography, and if they need, they brought the angiography report. Angiography report means like their arteries, whether they are blocked or not, and if they are blocked, then how much percentage in that they are blocked, means 90%. Some people have even 100% blockages in them. So mainly they were taught Rajyoga meditation, means how to connect with the Baba and how to take that energy. So now I'm going to tell how spiritual energy helps in healing. That was proved in that project. In the soul, we have 7 energies. 7 energies, what are those? You will also share with me. What are those energies? Positive energies we have in our soul, no? That is our being part. So what are those energies? Peace, love, power, bliss, purity, happiness, and knowledge. No? So all these energies are needed, spiritual energies. These are spiritual energies which are needed for our all physical organs to keep them healthy. So if they are 100%, then I am completely healthy. So where are these energies are 100% in golden age? Is that true? So we say in golden age, we don't need doctors, we don't need hospitals, we don't need medicines. Why? Because these positive energies are 100%, so the deities are completely healthy, ever healthy. They are ever healthy and they do not get sickness anytime. They live longer. This is what we know. Yes? But as soon as we descend down, no, copper age onwards, our these energies, they come into percentage. Although we have all these virtues within us, but they are not 100%. And now it varies from soul to soul in a different way. No, like someone is lacking in energy of love, someone is lacking in energy of peace, someone is lacking in power. Is that true? So the energy they are lacking, they are susceptible to same type of disease in related organ. Like knowledge is related to my brain. Which organ is related to knowledge? Yes, which? Brain. No? Then my respiratory system needs more energy. Although it needs all the 7 energies, but more it needs is peace. Because when we are at peace, then our respiratory systems works very efficiently. For heart, you can all tell which energy is required more. Yes, love. We all relate heart with the love. And for digestive system, which energy? Happiness. Today only Baba spoke. Happiness is the best nourishment. So it is related to our diet. Diet means digestive system. So happiness is for our digestive system. And power is for which organ of our body need power? Yes? Bone. Bone and muscles. So this energy is more needed for our musculoskeletal system. And hormones, for all the hormones of the body, we need bliss. The last energy is purity. So purity is for our skin and immunity system to keep healthy. So when my purity is good, that's why we say the faces of deities are always sparkling and divine, their house, their skin is. So, because their purity level is very high. Isn't it? So here, I would like to explain you how if that energy is blocked for that particular organ, then it can cause disease. Like love is for the heart. This energy of, because we are talking about the coronary artery disease regression program project, means heart patients. So their energy blockages is of love. So how this energy is blocked? If someone feel that I am very lonely, I am isolated, no one is loving me. No, some people, they feel their life is like this, or I am ignored, or maybe, you know, like feeling hatred in their life towards others, or they feel feelings of revenge. They have feelings of revenge for others, or angry and irritated most of the times for little things. So what do you think? What's going to happen with them? In a period of time, the flow of negativity is more than the flow of love. So that person definitely is going to get problem in the heart over a period of time. As I told you, if it's for short term, body gets time to reverse it back. But if it continues, you know, some people's personality becomes like that. Means they are not able to come out from their negative states of mind. Now it becomes a vicious circle. Did you get it? Most of the people in the world, we Baba's children are now different, but people in the world, once they are trapped in one negativity, it's very difficult for them to come out from that. No, it becomes, as soon as they are coming in contact with that person, immediately that cycle starts. So they are going to get either blockages in their arteries, or maybe their valves will get effect, or their heart muscles will become weak. Means their ejection, it affects their ejection fractions. These are all medical terms, maybe all of you not be able to understand fully. Are you able to understand what I am saying? Yes. So now, if I want to reverse my this disease, what is done with the heart patients which came in the camp, that they were taught how they can reverse their feelings. Means first they were realized why their disease is coming up, why they got this heart disease, as you are told, no? Why we have this disease, because that energy is blocked for that particular organ. So they were taught how they can receive that positivity from Baba through meditation, connect with the Supreme, remember Him as ocean of love, and feel that flow of love within you, and focus that energy on your heart, that energy is healing my heart. And along with changes in their lifestyle, means like change of diet and exercise, as I already told you, there were three aspects, means three dimensions. But this dimension they didn't know. Other dimensions are also practiced in the world, means like medicine, our physical medicine also. They make us cautious about our diet and exercise. But they do not teach us how to connect with Baba, and then how to get that positive energy which is lacking for that organ, how to get it. So they practiced that for a period of time. Like 7 days they were kept here, taught, and then they were told to follow it for at least 6 months to 1 year. If they want any change in their disease. Because to come a disease, it also takes a time. As I told you, not within days we develop a disease. The process has started years back till it starts giving us symptoms. So they found within 6 months to 1 year, when they repeated their tests, all the tests for the heart, they improved. Many of the patients, means 90% of the patients, they were get rid of their blockages, who had coronary blockages. They get rid of their blockages without going for bypass surgery. Means, although they were advised by their medical doctors to go for bypass surgery, but they didn't go for that. They came here, they joined the camp, and then they followed whatever they were told, and their blockages reversed. So that was a big result. And this study was published in our medical journals even. And up till now, it started in 90s. This project was started in Global Eye Hospital in 90s, and up till now it has continued. And up till now, around 2000 patients, even more than 2000 patients, they reversed their blockages completely and cured of their disease. So Baba is healer or not? What do you say? So definitely, no, without bypass surgery, such a big surgery, and everyone who is advised for that, they are so afraid of going for the heart surgery, because it's something which is related to very our sophisticated organ. And without going for that surgery, if that disease is cured. So it's a big achievement. And few examples I'll share with you related to me and a few of the BKs which are in my close contact, and how Baba worked as surgeon. This is like healer. Baba worked as healer. We need to keep determination and courage, faith and courage, and confidence. These three virtues are required. And Baba says, if you have courage, then I am there for you for thousand folds. You take one step and Baba is there for. Or when we are yogi, means like when we are not disease conscious, mostly what happens, if I am diagnosed with something, then we become disease conscious. Oh, I am having this, or I am feeling this and that. Disease conscious means I am increasing my disease. If you think over it again and again, as I told you, as I think, I feel, I am going to become that. So if I am giving it a thought again and again, means I am making a mole into mountain. But even if I am having disease, but still I feel healthy. Which Baba says, soul is always healthy, soul is ever healthy, soul never gets the disease. Means physical disease comes in the body. So I am settling my account through the body. So if I take myself detached from the body and just as an observer, I am just settling my account, and myself in my consciousness, I feel healthy, then that is going to change into mountain to mole, means Baba says crucifix into thorn. And ultimately, within short period of time, with the help of medicine and blessings, Baba says dawa and dua. In Hindi we say dawa and dua. So with the help of that, it disappears. So it helps or make me very light in settling my karmic accounts in that way. So I'll first share my own experience, what happened with me when I was in early 2000s, I will say. Early in 21st century. I had stomach pain, and asked the doctor. Then he told me to go for sonography. So ultrasound done, and I was found with two cysts. Cyst means a tumor with fluid in it. So one tumor was above kidney, between liver and kidney, and it was bigger. And one tumor was in the ovary, mana cyst was in the ovary, and that was not that big, but still was of concern. So then Dr. Ashok Mehta, you all know Dr. Ashok Mehta? He was the director of our global hospital. Actually, he was the instrumental for the global hospital to come up. He treated our Gulzar Dadichi. You know, like he operated her actually. He is a very renowned surgeon. Now he is in Bombay. Permanently he stays in Bombay, but he visits our global hospital off and on. And whenever he comes, he does surgery. So he was here, and because I was in global hospital, serving in the global hospital, so I talked to him, showed my report. Then he said, why don't you come to Bombay? You come to Bombay and then we'll see over there. It's not an emergency, so we can wait for some period of time. So whenever you feel convenient, you come to Bombay. So I said, okay. So when he told me that, then I thought, why not to try something alternative? And no, because I was also part of the CAT project, so I knew that, you know, like Baba's energies also work. So why not to try them too? So I started doing that. Doing meditation every day, and with the thought in the last that by this tumor is reducing in size day by day, and ultimately it will disappear. You know, like I'm doing Amrit Vela, and after finishing Amrit Vela, giving that energy to my, and giving the same, you know, like if it, that was my stomach, so stomach means happiness. So I took care of my that feelings too, mana positive energy. Any negative energy should not take away my happiness. That I took care, and then this thought that it is going to disappear. And I took homeopathic medicine, because in allopathic there is no medicine for any tumor. Either they go for surgery or radiation or these type of things. So, alternative means homeopathic or naturopathy or Ayurveda. So I tried homeopathy and some little naturopathy, means like what to eat, what not to eat, like we used to suggest heart patients. And after 2 months, I went to Bombay, Mumbai, and then again consulted with Dr. Ashok Mehta ji, and he said, okay, we'll do your ultrasound and then we'll find out how much it progressed or increased in size or what we need to do it. So when ultrasound was being done, he was there. He was standing there to check it, and the size was reduced by 3 centimeters. Earlier it was 77 centimeters when it was diagnosed first time, and now when I went to Mumbai especially for that, he told me that we take out some fluid from this tumor and we will check it. So if it is something dangerous, then we will immediately go for surgery, and if it is not, then again we can wait for some time. So when he saw that size has come down to 4, from 7 to 4, so he got amazed and he asked me, the size is less, so have you done something? So I said, meditation and some homeopathic medicine. So he said, very good result. So no need to go for any test further. You just continue with it and just follow up every 3 months, means ultrasound every 3 months. So we will come to know, like what to do with it. Okay, so I came back from Mumbai. There was no surgery. And next 3 months when I went for the test, then again it reduced by 2 centimeter. So now it was only 2 centimeter. And my ovarian cyst, it reduced slowly, but that was also lesser in size. So for both, the surgery is not recommended at that time. Then again, I went for ultrasound after 6 months, not 3 months, 6 months. And I found, means like it was almost a year now, this suprarenal cyst completely disappeared. There was no cyst at all. And this ovarian cyst was little bit remained. And next 6 months, that was also completely disappeared. So without surgery, both cysts disappeared. And this is how Baba acted as a surgeon really. No, like without going for physical surgery, I could cure my both the cysts of abdomen. And the second proof of his being a surgeon, I know BK, his surrendered brother, very close to me. He is one of the city in Rajasthan. He is here, is nearby. In 90s, he felt some weakness in his hand and foot. Like, no, someone gets paralysis. But he was not totally paralyzed, but there was weakness. So he went for checkup and doctor suspected brain tumor. So then he was suggested to go for CT scan, and when he got scanned, it was found that he was not only having one tumor, but there were multiple tumors in his brain. And they were all inoperable. This cannot be operated. And doctor said that we cannot do anything about you. Means you have very less time. So whatever you want to do, you do. And there's nothing that we can keep you here in the hospital. It's better you go home and relax and, you know, like wait for the time that was told to him. So he came to Madhuban because he was a surrender brother. So he came to Madhuban and told everything to Dadichi and requested her that I want to stay here because doctor has already declared and I'm not afraid of death because I know I'm a soul and soul is imperishable. So soul is not going to die. So I'll die happily. But I want to die in Baba's home. So that is it. Fine, you can stay here. And that time Baba's season was going on. We all know Baba used to come in the body of Gulzar Dadi. So he asked Dadiji whether I can meet Baba personally. Because that time meeting personally was not allowed. So he asked, so Daddy said, okay, I'll tell about you to Baba and then when I give you signal, then you come up on the stage and take drishti from Baba. So he heard Muli sitting in the audience and then when Baba started meeting, then he came up on the stage, but he could not climb by himself. He took help of two of his center brothers. They brought him in front of Baba. So Dadi had flower of rose in her hand. So Dadi told to Baba what is his case and then Dadi gave that flower in Baba's hand. The meaning was that Baba can give that rose to the brother. But Baba didn't give that rose to the brother. Baba just gave powerful drishti and this Baba this rotated that rose on his head. Whole head. And within doses, this was a period of maybe a minute or 2 minutes, not more than that. And that brother could get up. He was not able to walk by himself. But as soon as Baba did that, Baba gave drishti and did that. Baba didn't say anything, just Baba did that. And He could feel that he has that energy that he can get up. So he stood up in front of Baba. And then Baba waved him and he walked. He walked by himself. He could get down from the stairs. And after that time, he started recovering. Means he didn't go for any checkup after that. And I asked him, because when he was telling his story to me, then I asked him whether you went for any other treatment like I did. I told you that I went for some alternative and along with meditation. So he said, yes, I took naturopathy and homeopathy both, as naturopathy doctor advised him. But naturopathy doctor told him, don't go for any checkup. Just follow what I say. So he followed that diet and homeopathy, and this Baba's meeting gave him such an energy. And other thing, what he promised to himself, that to get up every Amrit Vela 2:30 a.m. and having meditation for 2.5 hours up till 5 every day. Constantly he was following that. And 25 years passed. He is alive. He is still alive. 25 years passed and he came to Madhuban to celebrate his silver jubilee of new birth. And he did that with our dadis. You know, dadis, I mean, at that time Janki Dadi was there and our Tamohini Dadichi and Ishu Dadichi, all those dadis, those who were present at that time, he celebrated that 25 years with them. And after that, he went to the same doctor for the CT scan. Means now I can check. So doctor seeing him got amazed. He said, you are alive? So he said, yes, I am in front of you. And when his scan was done, then he was found that although there are remnants, no, like definitely when disease is there, so remnants means there are some signs of that, there was something over there, but no, means like no other signs of the disease. So this is almost cure, no? Although the allopathic doctor told him to remain cautious, but he said, okay, I just came here to have that checkup. I don't want to, or I'm not going to follow any of your advice. So Baba never say us to not to take medicines. No, if it's needed for our disease, we need to take help of medicines too. Rajyoga doesn't mean that no medicines. But in addition, if we use those positive energies which help us in healing, as I told you, no, so they help us in curing the disease as well as settling our all the past accounts which are responsible for causing or which is the root cause of that disease. So sometimes we say incurable disease. So why are they incurable? Many of the diseases in modern medical science are incurable. They are just controllable. Once someone gets blood pressure, throughout the life, they need to take medicine of high blood pressure. Once someone has diabetes, then throughout life, they have to take medicines of diabetes. Now, once someone has heart disease, throughout life, they have to continue with those medicines. So any asthma, allergies, whatever disease, no, they are all controllable. Means till you take medicine, you are better. As soon as you stop medicine, and medicines have lot of side effects too. That's why people are coming back to all traditional medicines. So that, you know, like, so what does it mean to say? Incurable disease means they can be cured only when we go within. Incurable, in plus curable. But In physical science, we do not know how to go within, and that's how the diseases are not curable, they are just controllable. But the spirituality teaches us how to go within, how to address the root cause of the disease, which is bringing that disease in the body. And as soon as I am soul conscious, rather than body conscious, normally people are either body conscious or role conscious. Whatever role they are playing in the world, they are conscious of that or body conscious. But when we are soul conscious, that is my inner world, so soul consciousness is the healing energy. So complete healing occurs only when I am taking care of myself at all the three levels. One is that my spiritual level, means most of the times I am soul conscious rather than being body conscious. Second is my mental energy, means team, thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. My thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories should be positive. So how can I make them positive? Every day listening to Murli and churning over it. They automatically make my mindset positive. Because in worldly news or worldly our relations and connections, they easily make us negative. But when I listen to the Murli, it just is like a washing. Washing of my mind. Cleaning of my mind. So it helps me taking my energy towards positive direction. That's why Baba says us to listen Murli every day. Sometimes we feel Baba says same thing every day. So what do we think? Is it the same thing or it's for our benefit? Yes? How? How it brings benefit to us? Yes. So main thing is that we forget. Our habit is of forgetting. So that is the reminder. One thing is that reminder. Like when we pray, in world what people do, they pray. They pray to God or they ask for whatever they want for themselves. So the most of the prayers are same. If we are praying every day, then they are doing the same prayer. Is that true? So same prayer if they are doing every day, then what is Murli for us? Remembering God means connecting to Baba. Because whose teachings are those? Baba's teachings, no? He is our supreme teacher. So even if it is repeated, not all the Murli is repeated. Most of the points many of the points are new in everyday Murli. But few points are Baba reminds us every day which we forget. And second thing, energy of Murli means like as soon as we listen to the Murli, we connect with Baba. We remember our teacher. So when we connect with Baba, then that energy flows within us. That is indirect remembrance. So that's what Baba says, listen Murli every day and not only listen, then churn over it, think over it, make it your own. So when you make it your own, means when we go deep into it, then it will be able to transform your attitudes, your old sanskars, your old habits, which are giving negative effect to the body. So then mental health, and then third is physical health. For physical health, as I already told you, we need to change our diet pattern. Nowadays, there is life which is very fast. Fast means, no, like everything should be very fast and instant. So fast food, we are fond of fast food because it takes less time, ready-made food is available, so just pick it up from the fridge and eat and run and go. And it's compromising our health. So that is low fiber, I told you, because we use fine flour in that. High fiber means eating more vegetables, fruits and whole grains. And low cholesterol means low fat diet. So whether it is oily or fried, you know, whatever different type of cooking we use, you know, using more cheese and butter, they should be minimum. And it should be low salt and low sugar diet. Low salt and low sugar diet, that is healthier. So diet, then exercise. Nowadays lifestyle is more sedentary. Sedentary means we depend on machines for everything. And most of the times in offices we are sitting on the chairs for hours. Almost 6 to 8 hours we sit on the chair. So that's how it affects our this physical, means muscles and bones. And then we need to move. Exercise means giving movement to all the muscles and bones of the body. And it improves our blood circulation. And when improves blood circulation, there is more oxygen supply in all the organs, so it takes away toxins from the body, and then all the this cholesterol, high blood pressure, and this uric acid, even it helps in controlling the diabetes. Diabetes means when the blood glucose is more, the reason is that the muscle is not able to use it. So in giving movement to the muscles, it helps the insulin to be more active and glucose goes inside the muscle. So it helps in controlling even diabetes, blood pressure, all the lifestyle diseases, you know, like are helped. It releases endorphins, enkephalins and serotonins in our body. Meditation, in scientific studies, it is found. Both type of yoga. One is physical yoga. Exercise means physical yoga. You know? We call it hatha yoga. And meditation, Raja yoga means connecting or having relationship with the Baba. These both type of yoga, they transform our hormones for better. They also affect our body physiology, but in a positive way. Like stress releases certain chemicals which are harmful, and this yoga releases chemicals in body which are helpful, which are beneficial. And these chemicals are endorphins, enkephalins and serotonins. So why happiness is healthier? Today's Murli Baba said this, no? So why happiness is healthier? Because happiness, it releases the same chemicals in our body. Same hormones. Okay, 2 minutes inside. So when we take care of all the these three aspects, spiritual, mental, emotional and our physical. Means like if we need use of medicines, then proper use of medicines, advice of doctor, everything, then it's very easy for us to overcome all our this physical karmic accounts with the help of Baba. One more example I would like to give you, how Baba acts as a surgeon, because that is also very important, and the same BK, and cardiologist BK. He himself is a cardiologist, and when he was doing his MD, brother, when he was doing MD in the hospital, MD means post-graduation in medicine. So he contracted tuberculosis from some patient. You know, you come in contact with many patients, and maybe, you know, he was not aware of that. And what happened, that TB went into his brain, not in the lungs. Normally it appears in the lungs and, you know, it comes as lung disease. But it went into his brain, and he started having headache. So when there was constant headache, checkup, CT scan, found two lesions in the brain. Not tumor, because it was infection. So infection means there was a lump. You know, lump means like, when a doctor could recognize that it is some infection, and then it was checked. So according to the symptoms, it was found that it is tuberculosis lesion. Two lesions are there in the brain. So one can be operated, but other cannot be operated because it is in very sophisticated area, and if that is touched, then there is danger of life. So he himself was a doctor, so he was told everything very clearly. This is the situation, and he also could understand. So doctor decided to operate which can be operated, and which cannot be operated definitely it has to be left, and, you know, like watch and see, that's what. So he was operated, and that lesion came out, and this especially mean his main symptoms which was disturbing him, it went off. But that lesion, the second lesion, you know, like there was little thought in his mind if it grows, and then because medicines, doctor started medicines of tuberculosis, and he had to continue with them for at least 6 to 9 months. So doctor thought to talk to Gulzar Dadiji. He is from Delhi. He is still in Delhi. So he thought of talking to Dadiji, and he told Dadiji, Dadi, this is the situation. Dadi also knew, because the family is this all doctor family, father doctor, mother doctor, and he himself, you know, like became a doctor. So Dadi knew them very well, very close to even Dadiji. So he told everything, Dadi, this thing, and I want to ask from Baba what to do that. So Dadi is trans messenger, you know. In earlier days when there were no doctors, then what Dadis used to do? Because there was very frequent trans messenger part that time in Omandli, and, you know, like in 14 years when they were together. So they were not going in the town for any doctor. You know, like anything happens to anyone, trans messenger goes to Baba, and Baba will tell something, and they are taking that and becoming all right. So like Baba was treating them at that time. Baba was their doctor only. So same here. Although he was a doctor, you know, learned doctor, but still, you know, like, because again allopathic was helpless for that. So he asked Dadiji to ask Baba. So Baba gave message, not to do anything. Baba just gave message that every night he must keep a glass of water in Baba's room. They have Baba's room in their house. In Baba's room, and to do Amrit Vela same place, and just to drink that after finishing Amrit Vela. So he started doing that with faith. You know, Baba has said that. And then he didn't go for any checkup. Now for 1 year, no checkup. No scanning, nothing. And he was all right. He was going for his duties, means like job and everything, doing routine, my daily routine is normal. After 1 year, he, like did that test and found that lesion, the small lesion which was existing, it completely disappeared. There was nothing. And doctors were so happy, because they were not able to operate that, and instead of increasing in size, it completely went off, disappeared. So this is how, Baba is our surgeon too. Without using knife, without cutting any organ of the part. No, but this we need that, I told you already, we need that faith, confidence and courage. So when we take that step and when we maintain that positivity within us, that definitely works. And Baba helps us with that energy, we get that miraculous help from Baba, and that helps in, that makes impossible possible. It is like impossible became possible. Okay. So that was all my sharing which I experienced in my life. And now I would like to share some thoughts of meditation, how for disease we can meditate. We all get some or other disease off and on, because this is our iron aged body, so it's not that we are perfectly healthy. So anytime anything goes wrong with our body, and then how we can help our body with positive energies. So with that aim, we are going to practice. So sit straight and so here what we do, we do powerful yoga. Powerful yoga means not ordinary just chit-chatting with Baba and just sharing my all problems with Baba. It's okay, because we need to keep our mind light. So till we share all those burdens with Baba, my mind is not going to become light. So it's okay, but then move into that focused and powerful stage of yoga. So when I am fully focused with Baba, means one Baba, none else, that stage, concentrated yoga, then that energy, it works as a laser. Laser is such a sharp ray which does whatever is needed immediately. So then that energy is like a laser, and it does that healing which body requires. You got my point? So we try to feel in that way. So I am giving you thoughts for the heart disease or energy for the heart. We'll practice that as an sample. Baba's child. Baba is my mother, father. He is my savior, comforter. My beloved companion, I am seeing myself with Baba. So through the eye of the mind. I am in Paramdham. Experiencing myself as a divine point of light. Baba is ocean of love. I am so fortunate. I found Baba and belong to him. I am experiencing his love. And this spiritual love is very unique. Baba, no human being in the world has given me the love I receive from you. It's very pure love, unconditional love, the love which uplifts me. The love which gives me power. Fulfilling me from inside and giving me super sensuous joy. Feel yourself that you are merged in Baba's love. Receiving that energy on my physical body. I am under his canopy of love. This love is flowing in my heart. Baba, I will be loveful for everyone. Karmic accounts with many souls. to give love. I need to forgive many. Those who misbehaved with me. So bring on the screen of your mind, if there is any soul you need to forgive. Whether they have done any mistake or hurt you, gave you sorrow, maybe deceived you, just in front of Baba, I forgive. And I apologize for my own mistakes. I love myself too. Baba loves me, and being Baba's child, I love myself. Although I have weaknesses and defects in me, for which I am making effort, but Baba has selected me. Baba has such an elevated vision for me. I am multi-million time fortunate soul. I am Master Almighty. Master Ocean of Love. Radiate energy of love for all the souls of the world. They are all my brothers and sisters. We are all one family, one world family. They all belong to Baba and belong to me too. I do not hold any grudges. Any jealousy, or hurts for anyone, I will or I can clean my heart and mind with the help of Baba. I just give everything to Him. I am a loveful soul, child of ocean of love. I am feeling that free flow of vibrations of love on me as fountain from Baba. And it's healing my any problem of heart, making my heart strong and healthy. The blood flow in the heart is normal. So just visualize that your heart is normal and in good health. And keep yourself in this vision for a period of time. So we can practice even for other organs if there is any problem in the same way. Means focusing on that particular energy for that organ. Like if there is respiratory disease, then focus on the peace. More on the peace. And if there is any joint pain or body pain, then focus on power. Means more of self-confidence and courage is needed for that. So in that way, that helps or gives us healing energy from Baba to cure that disease. Om Shanti.